me and believe this.
God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We're not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn something around.
Let's give some horns.
Well, God is about to turn something around. He'll lift you up and take you. Turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up too high. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn some things around.
Let's do it again.
Well, God is about to turn some things around. Turn something around.
Come on.
Well, God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn something around.
Well, can you believe it?
God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn something around.
I like that. Let's do it one more time.
Well, God is about to turn something around. He'll lift you up and take you up to turn something around.
He'll lift you up.
He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn around.
We'll not be defeated.
Well, God is about to turn some things around. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. It's all right. It's all right, Lord, you make it all right. Well, if you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right. If you want to take the pain, that's all right with me. If you want to take the pain, that's all right with me. If you want to take the pain, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. If you want to bless me, Lord, all right with me.
Come on.
Well, if you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless
the religious man.
Ooh, uppity wop wop, that's all right with me. Ooh, uppity wop wop, that's all right with me. Ooh, uppity wop wop, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right. But that's all right with me. Ooh, uppity-wop-wop, that's all right with me. Ooh, uppity-wop-wop, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord. Somebody say, ooh, uppity-wop. Well, ooh, uppity-wop-wop, that's all right with me.
Lord, you are worthy. Is he worthy of all praise, honor, and glory? Somebody say, you are worthy, Lord. Say, I won't let nothing stand in the way of my blessing. Amen. How many of you need a blessing tonight? How many of you need a blessing tonight? Come on, if you don't need it, amen. You don't have to have it if you don't want it. Come on, say amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to go to war tonight?
Under my feet, he's
under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Under my feet, say it. He's under my feet. Well, I went to the enemy, and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole. He's under my feet. 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 Satan, Satan is under my feet. Can you believe what the Lord has done for me? Can you believe what the Lord has done? Well, he saved me, cleansed me, turned my life around. Then he set my feet on higher ground. Can you believe what the Lord has done? Can you believe what the Lord has done? Believe what the Lord has done. Well, he saved me, cleansed me, turned my life around, set my feet on higher ground. Can you believe what the Lord has done for me? I like that. Can you believe what the Lord has done for me? Can you believe what the Lord has done? What the Lord has done for me. Somebody say hallelujah. So many people are willing to give the devil credit when the devil does something, but has God done anything for anybody? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to you. Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord. I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Let's sing praise your name. Partner of faith. Is that all right? Find yourself a good partner of faith. Let them know that their needs gonna be met. Is that all right? If they just put their faith there, help them out. Let them know God wants to meet your need. Thank you.
If you can, let's all move to the center section and let's come together. Does everybody know what tonight is? What's Friday night? Anybody else know? Tonight's Friday night. Does anybody know what Friday night is besides Dean Garvin? Friday night is what, Gloria? All right. It's a Holy Ghost night, isn't it? Why are we here tonight? I don't know. I can't answer for everybody. I know I'm here to praise God and to receive something from the Holy Spirit. You know, on a Holy Ghost night, we open ourselves up to anything God wants to do. It's a night to be ready for some things that might be inconvenient. It's the night to put your flesh under and do whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do. If He tells you to get up and dance and your flesh doesn't want to, tonight's the night where you do that and you obey the Holy Ghost, and something will happen. In a Holy Ghost meeting, we believe, of course, we have praise and worship. We know that the Holy Spirit and that the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. And we can't expect anything from God when we don't praise Him and give Him the glory that He's due. God's been good to everybody in here. He's been good to me. And He deserves all the praise, all the glory and the honor, more than we could ever give Him. So when we come to God and He inhabits the praises that we give Him, and He comes and visits us, and He manifests Himself to us, and as we do that, after that, the word goes forth. The word is preached. That doesn't always mean that we have an hour-long sermon, but there is a word from the Lord that's taught or preached. Sometimes it can be just as simple as listen and obey, be still before the Lord. You know, a word can be simple, but a word will go forth, a word from God, amen. And last but not least, a Holy Ghost meeting is where the power of God is here to meet the needs of the people. Did anybody come here with a need that you need? That's what a need is. It's bigger than a want. It's you need. You need this to happen. It's not I want. It's I need. I've got a need. Does anybody else have a need? All right. In a Holy Ghost meeting, you give yourself to God, and by faith you receive that need, and His power is present to meet that need, whatever it is. No matter how big or small, it's important to God. And if you give yourself to God, He'll meet your need. He'll meet it tonight. It's not a big deal. We just got to get in unity. We got to get together and decide what we're here for. So let me ask you one last time, what is tonight?
Holy Ghost night.
Did everybody get that? I don't know if everybody got that. Let's do it one more time. What is Friday night? All right. Isn't that good? I don't know if everybody got it. I got it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say praise the Lord in this house tonight. Amen. Let's fix that. You might want to run. Somebody say hallelujah. Say it again. Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost night is a supernatural night. Amen. It's not a regular night. It's not a regular service. Amen. It's a Holy Ghost night. Amen. And that's what the agenda is for that meeting. Amen. Is that we'd let the Holy Ghost flow, that the needs of the people might be met. Somebody say amen. Amen. And that the anointing might flow. You never know what God wants to do that night, right? So that's our agenda. In order to accomplish that agenda, several things need to be done. Somebody say hallelujah. Several things to get your need met. That's what this meeting's all about, is to get the people's needs met. And if we can come, I tell you what, there were places where Jesus went to minister. And you might need to write this down, because this might be all you get. There were places that Jesus went to minister, and He could there do no great work because of their what? Somebody say unbelief. Now the Bible says faith. Faith and obedience, somebody say faith.
Faith,
and obedience go hand in hand. Write that down. Faith and obedience go hand in hand. There's no such thing as having a place where there are several things that will go together. Where you got faith, you'll have supernatural Holy Ghost obedience. Amen. Many people are wondering why their faith won't work. Why can't they get blessed? Why can't they get a breakthrough? Because they refuse to move and live and operate in what? Faith. Now, in order for the children of Israel to be brought out of Egypt, what did they have to do? They had to hear the word and do what? Obey the word and follow the directions. Amen. It was just that easy. The first miracle in the Bible. Think about this. Jesus turned the water to wine. That was the first miracle in the Bible. If you get into the law of first mention, most people that were there in their room, they said, listen, whatever, somebody say that, whatever he tells you, repeat after me. It could be just that easy. Say whatever,
whatever.
He tells you to do it. Say it one more time. Whatever.
He tells you to do it.
There are many times in the Bible where it's just so easy. We're waiting for God to crack the skies, waiting for God to move mountains and do all these great things in our life, and God's trying to get you to do one simple thing. One simple thing. Someone say obedience,
obedience
is better than sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise tonight.
Amen.
So if you want God to meet your need, let me tell you what. If you don't get to go to heaven, I'm going to tell you straight up, God's not going to shed a tear. Do you hear me? Because the day when there are many people that are going to be in hell on the last day. And the Bible says at the same time they'll be what in heaven? Are they going to be crying in heaven? What are they going to be doing in heaven? Somebody say celebrating. The Bible says Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, right?
Amen.
So we sang that song tonight. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's okay with me, right? But I tell you what, so many times people, you got to want to have salvation. You got to want to have God do something good for you. You got to want to have faith. You got to want to be saved. You got to want to be brought through. You got to want to be brought out. And in order to be brought out, you got to do what? Follow all the directions. Look at somebody and say, God's not going to shed a tear if I don't get my need met. Say that to the person on the other side. I'm giving you good teaching tonight. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. See, there's something. See, we came here tonight. I'm going to preach real hard to you tonight. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to tell you the truth. Or we could sit up here and play. I'm here that God might do something in your life, not to take up your time for an hour.
Amen.
And if I realize that my talking is just going to go in one ear, not the other ear, I'm going to save your time and save my time too.
That's right.
Because you can tell by the worship, you can tell by the attitude, you can tell by the morale of the people whether they're going to get something from God or not. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you don't want nothing from God, guess what? You'll get absolutely nothing from God. Amen. But if you want God to meet your need, he's here to do it tonight. You better follow some directions.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
You want God to, you want to stay where you are, stay where you are. Do the same thing you've already done. If you knew how to get yourself out of it, glory to God, you'd be out of it.
Amen.
But if you don't know how to get out, why don't you try Jesus? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And he'll make it real easy for you.
Amen.
Somebody say, just follow directions and watch what God does. That's a Holy Ghost meeting. God just might meet your need. There is something. There is a such thing as following the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Friday night is all about doing what the Lord leads us to do and seeing God move. Somebody say that's our agenda. That's our motivation. Somebody say praise the Lord. And I believe he'll do that if we let him do that. Amen. Somebody just bless the Lord for 5 minutes. Just bless the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So many people say, well, I'll wait till next week. There might not be a next week for you. I'll wait till Sunday morning to get my stuff together. You might not make it home tonight. You better get your stuff together right now.
Amen.
Amen. I met many people get up there, you know, and say, I'll wait this one out. I'll wait that one out. You wait it out and miss God. You don't deserve any days. God don't owe you no favors. You've heard the gospel once. You've got more than enough to make it. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't have to send an anointing here tonight to meet your need. You've already got exactly what you need to live right. The moment he died on the cross, that settled it.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God. Preachers, ministers, worship leaders, churches, amen, anointings, graces, those things are gifts from the Father above. Sent to bring you deliverance, sent to bring you breakthrough, sent to get you out of your mess. Hallelujah. And it works. If you come in here tonight to sit, you can sit all you want to, but you're going to sit by yourself. Amen. I don't just like sitting around. I like going places. Amen. I like seeing people get out of some stuff. Amen. Look at somebody and say, he didn't come here to sit here with me tonight. I didn't come in here that you might go out the same way. I come to get in your face. Amen. And see if you can get a breakthrough. See if you can get a deliverance.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Saka Boboto Bahata. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is real. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is real. And you need to take advantage of every opportunity you've got. What's an opportunity? Every word, every grace, every service, every season, every hour, every day. Make the most of every opportunity. What about that boy over there? In the Middle East, slit his throat. By the way, look at somebody and say, who do you think you are? Who do we all think we are? We all think that God owes us something. If God's going to do something good for us, he's going to do it because he loves us. Amen? Don't you wait to get yourself together. Amen? Better get yourself together. Somebody say, today is the day of salvation. You thought we were going to sell lollipops and balloons to get you into heaven? You got another thing coming. We're going to tell you the truth. Amen? Right. You don't like where you are? Somebody say, Jesus can do something about it. He can pick you up and he can turn you around.
Amen.
He'll put a smile on your face and joy in your heart if you let him.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you came seeking something good, amen? Amen. That's all he's got. That's all he's got is good. That's all he wants to do is bless you. That's all he wants to do is bring you out. He doesn't want to do you in. He wants to lift you up. He wants to change things and make things better for you. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. But you've got to be open to allow that thing to happen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say God loves you. Amen. The Lord loves you. So do I. Amen. That's why I want to tell you the truth. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. It'd be stupid to stay where you are. It'd be stupid to stay where you are. You need to make up in your mind, I'm going to go on with God and I'm never going to turn around again. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
How did I get all the way on this? Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's why I got into this. Turn to verse 1. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are certain things in the Bible, in the book of Romans, there's a scripture in Romans that says, turn them over to the devil for the destruction of the flesh. Amen. We got to be willing as Christians to say, you know, somebody say, you know, we got to have a desire that we want everybody to go to heaven. Amen. We got to want everybody to go to heaven. We got to want everybody to do better. Amen. But sometimes when people don't choose to go, you got to say, well, go to hell.
Amen.
They said, turn them over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. Amen. We got to let them make up their minds. Somebody said, ain't no second buses coming. Amen.
Amen.
You missed the plane. You just missed it. Amen. You got to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. This might be your last message. Glory to God.
Amen.
That's why we're going to make it real clear. Hallelujah. Said, how can we escape? Somebody say, how are we going to be able to escape? The Bible says this. If we neglect so great a salvation. They say that in the Bible. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What's neglect salvation? Thing that meant to do you good. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, if you neglect the things that meant to do you good, and meant to bring goodness in your life, amen, if you neglect those things, guess what? You're not going to be able to escape. So say, my salvation, it's what's going to give me the open door to get over in life and to escape. But if you neglect that salvation, amen, you're not going to get out of nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say take care of business. Don't be neglectful. Amen. See, there are many reasons why people start to neglect salvation. We get too busy, we neglect salvation. Amen. We get lazy, we neglect salvation. Do you hear what I'm saying? We get tired, we neglect salvation. We get mad, we neglect salvation. Amen. Amen. We just get so lost that we start to lose salvation and neglect salvation. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, don't do it. See, there are a lot of people who get tired. I get tired of a bunch of stuff. Amen. You get tired of that car. I'm tired of this car, so I'm just going to neglect it. Or you get tired of your husband and your wife. I'm just going to neglect them. Amen. How many people that got sick of people and they started to neglect the things that they love and they just got tired of? They didn't appreciate it. Amen.
Amen.
You ever heard that song? Never know what you've got until it's gone. Somebody say that. Sing it to somebody. Say, never know what you got until it's gone. Sometimes people in the world can sing you a song, amen, but I tell you what, it's so true. It's the same thing about salvation. You never know what you've got until it's gone. There's going to be a lot of people in the world, amen? And after Jesus comes and the church is called away, you hear what I'm saying? Amen? And they never know what they had until it was gone. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We're always wishing for something to come tomorrow and all this other stuff, but you never know what it's got until it's taken from you. How will you be able to escape if you neglect so great a salvation? Somebody say, thank you, Father. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was called not by my name. I have spread out my hands all day long. Somebody say, all day long. This is some of us, amen, unto a rebellious people. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Which walketh in a way that's not good. See, we always want people to pat us on the back and, you know, do all these things for us, amen, and want God to jump over backwards. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's God that's the good one. Amen. He's never let you down. He's never turned his back on you. Amen. And you expected him to do backflips for you when you run off and done what you wanted to do. Amen. Act the way you want to act. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We're expecting for him to be singing at the bottom of the ladder. Amen.
Amen.
But yet his grace and his mercy says, I've stretched out my hand all day long unto a rebellious. Somebody say rebellious. People which walketh in a way that's not good. It's something to know you're wrong. Somebody say amen. You know, you better make your stuff right. I mean, that is the seed, and the most evil thing is pride to know you're wrong and yet think, I'm going to walk anyhow. I'm going to continue in my... Somebody say amen. Somebody say, that is unbelievable. But we as saints, we can do that. We do that sometimes. We say, listen, I know the word of God says this. I know the anointing of the Holy Ghost says this, but I choose. Somebody say, I choose.
I choose.
To walk in my own way. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, listen, you roll this way and you roll that way. And then all of a sudden a choice comes. Somebody say, a choice.
Choice.
Amen. Then people choose. Well, I choose to do this other way. Well, you know what that is? That's rebellion. And you know what else that is? That's sin. And you continue walking like that, the wages of sin, somebody say the wages of sin.
The wages of
sin. It's not an extra little time frame, amen? It's not a little extra time frame just to get a little bit of days to get together. I'm going to tell you what, the minute the wages of sin, whether you like it or not, amen? Somebody say it's death. But the gift of God is eternal life. We don't realize these things. Listen, Jesus set us free, brought us with a price, loved us, filled us with the Holy Ghost. We didn't deserve any of it. With this great gift on the inside of us, we don't have a right to be wrong. Somebody say hallelujah. Who departed from them from this place, Pamphylia, and went not with them to work, and the contention was also sharp between them. No, I'm in the wrong verse. Lord, help me. All right. A people that provoke me to anger continually to my face. Everybody highlight that word, anger. You're not supposed to go to church. Amen. We're supposed to go to church and expect Jesus to come down with a little harmonica or a little harp. What does this Bible say right here? Does everybody see this same Bible? Everybody see this Bible? We know, you know what? Rebellion angers the heart of the Father. Rebellion angers the heart of the Father. I know the Holy Ghost and I know the ways of the Holy Ghost. We've had several things in here. Amen. It don't matter to me, you know. I'm going to be okay one way or the other. But I go out to certain services, you never know what's happening. All of a sudden, it's unbelievable. You know, it's like a righteous indignation will rise up. And I say, what in the world is this? You know what? Rebellion. Somebody say rebellion. Rebellion. It's as a sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is control. Somebody say control. Why is rebellion the sin of witchcraft? Because witchcraft is as a sin of rebellion, and rebellion is nothing but some form of control, like the spirit of Jezebel. Well, how do they go hand in hand? Because someone may think, this is what, somebody say, what I want. This is where the way I want to be. Amen. That I, amen. You know what that is? Rebellion. We have got to decide. I tell you what, I was talking to one of my friends, amen, this is the Holy Ghost, this week. And we were talking about, you know, that we have to make a decision how we want to flow. If you want to flow in the Holy Ghost, you got to give control of your life. You got to give, somebody say, release control to the Holy Ghost. You can't have total control of yourself and what you want to do and all of your flesh and all that other stuff and have the Holy Ghost too. You got to either choose to walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh. But if you want to walk by the government of the Holy Ghost, how many of you like that kind of lifestyle where he just leads you? He's not going to fight with you. People think the Holy Ghost is going to wrestle with us and fight with us and do all this other stuff. He's not going to do that stuff. You got to be, somebody say, willing and obedient to eat the good of the land. We think God's going to fight us and push us and kick us and put handcuffs on our back and put us in the back of a cop car and take us to heaven? No, you got to be willing and obedient. You got to want to go. Somebody say, you got to want to have a better life. You got to want to go on with God. You got to want to go on with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And it's not just enough to want to do it. There are a lot of people that want to do some stuff. I want to be rich. I want a Mercedes Benz. You know that. I want a nice house. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I want it all. But you know, it's not enough just to want some stuff. You got to want it, but you also got to have a lifestyle of obedience to the Holy Ghost. Are you going to follow the Holy Spirit's leading so you can get the stuff that you desire? A people that provoke me to anger, say, to my face. Everybody say, to my face.
To my face.
Woo, Lord. So say, to my face. It's not talking about me. This is God talking. We don't realize certain things, you know, that God is holy, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you shouldn't bring that in the church. You shouldn't bring that at the house because God is everywhere. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We get so, let me tell you what, rebellion denies God. That's why God can't stand rebellion. Because when we're in rebellion openly in front of the face of God, what we do is say, there ain't no God. There is no God. I can do what I want to do because there ain't no God. Because if you really believed in God, knew who God was, you know what? If God was truly sitting on the throne in this room in human form, come on, how are you going to be sitting? How are you going to be acting? What you going to be thinking and what you going to do? Amen.
Amen?
If you really believe that's God, amen, it's going to change how we respond, how we think, and what we do, right? That's why God can't stand rebellion. Because rebellion is really us saying on the inside, there is no God. That's why I can do whatever I feel like doing, whenever I feel like doing it, how I feel like doing it. Somebody say rebellion.
Rebellion.
Somebody say, repent for the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's what it is so many times for us. We can come with a mindset and we can be so stuck in our way. Amen. And we don't understand it's either our way or the kingdom. Either our way or the kingdom of heaven. And so many times it's those things that keep us from God's best. But if we continue to live in an attitude or in a mindset of repentance, amen, we'll be able to grab hold of the good of life. We'll be able to grab a hold of the kingdom of God. Amen. Somebody say, keep repenting, and you'll be able to grab hold of the kingdom. Look at somebody and say, you don't know it all. Look at somebody and say, you don't know it all. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in God. But I do this, know this one thing, that God loves you and God cares about you. He'll bless you. Amen.
Amen.
But there are certain things that we must do. We've got to do our part in order to have that happen. I'm going to leave this teaching here until Sunday morning. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Can I just be real and just be blunt? Is that all right if we do it like that? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. I feel better. I feel so much better.
Amen.
I just feel really good because we get out here, you know, and God's in control. And I look at meetings like this night. I look at this church. I look at all these wonderful people in here and all these things as the will of God. Amen. Amen. As the will of God, that God does certain things to get people's needs met. And I look at different assignments. And whether you realize or not, we got some heavy assignments on us.
Amen.
We got some heavy assignments. We ain't here playing no games. There's some people that need some stuff done. Amen. We got to put some walls up. We got to put drywall up in Conroe. Amen. We got people that we need to get blessed with cars. Amen. Bills need to be paid. You hear what I'm saying? People need to be healed. If there's not anointing, some people will die. Things won't get better. Somebody say amen. Devils won't get cast out. People won't get off drugs. Somebody say glory to God. That's why these anointed Holy Ghost meetings are so important.
Amen.
I come in here, look, and I got something. You know, I come in here and I say, well, who's out here tonight? And I said, I know what that one needs. I know what that one needs. We got to get right to it. We got to develop this faith to get this project done. Amen. We don't got too many days. I'm the hand of God on. You see these gray hairs in my head? What are these gray hairs? It's not from worry. Amen. We all getting old. You hear what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff to accomplish. Amen. We can't blow too many weeks. I'll tell you, I think that from the get-go. You know, these weeks just roll by. They just roll by, and we can't afford. Somebody say, we just hit it next week. No, we got to hit it every service. Amen?
Amen.
We can't blow one service. Amen?
Amen.
Every meeting, you never know what God could do in that meeting and what the devil's out there to stop. You never know what angels sitting in the midst or in the back room with somebody's deliverance or with somebody's breakthrough. I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. But you know there's an atmosphere that meets the needs of the people. Do you hear what I'm saying? The only reason why I'm in this city is that you might be blessed, whether you realize it or not. I like Maryland. Glory to God. It's too daggone hot down here. Hallelujah. Same thing for you. It's just not me. There are a lot of people that are here that sow and do things. Amen. I mean, they were run off a long time ago. There are not just Jesse. There are a lot of people, amen, that decide. Amen. I mean, there are a lot of good churches there. We can just blend in the crowd. We won't have to do nothing. Won't have to sow nothing. Nobody know whether you tithe or not or what you do. There are a lot of people. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we're here because we believe the Holy Ghost wants us to accomplish some things. Amen?
Amen.
And you just play your cards right, you might just end up blessed. Somebody say, thank God. I'm serious about that. I'm serious about it. You can go to the right place, mister. What's your name, my friend? Huh? Art Alexis? I like that. That's a nice name. You go to the right places, somebody will get in agreement with you, and every once in a while, you'll find somebody with real faith. Amen. They'll speak the right word to you, and you'll end up getting your need met. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I'm here to get in agreement with you. You know what I'm saying? Because God will bless me after he blesses you.
Amen.
I'm here to get in agreement with you to get your need met. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. How many say amen about that?
Amen.
I want God to bring you out. I got vision for you. Amen. I got vision for me. Glory to God. You came in this door. What's your name, my dear?
Jennifer.
Huh? Hope? Glory to God. You came in this door and you're going to leave with some hope, whether you want it or not. You hear somebody say amen. Might not come back again, but this one service you do make, you'll get a lot out of it. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody say glory to God. If I have to jack you up on that wall and tell you that God wants to bless you, you're going to know that God wants to bless you. You're not going to be able just to sit here and ride it out. He's going to get in your face with it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God does not want you broke, disgusted, amen, sick, amen, depressed, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm serious about that. And God's already started to do something about it. Don't nobody do nothing for me. He's already started to do something about it. He's already started, all week long he was doing something about it. What do you mean all week long? Were the angels in heaven singing? No, the angels in heaven were singing, yeah. Amen. But people were cleaning. Amen. People were paying money. Glory to God. People were believing God. People were standing in faith. People were laying down their life. Amen. For you to get your need met. God's doing something about trying to make things better. Somebody sold into this meeting. Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody died for this meeting. His name was Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say he did it for me. Glory to God. Say it's valued. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, God's got it. You need to be saved, healed, and delivered. Glory to God. Don't give the devil. Don't give the devil. I'm preaching a strong evangelistic message tonight. This is a Holy Ghost meeting. Glory to God. But don't give the devil another day, another moment, another hour. Let's get busy about heaven. These are the last and evil days. These are the last of the last day. Don't you see all this stuff going on around us? I mean, you watch the news. We're about one more smart aleck remark from World War. I'm serious. We're about one more smart aleck remark from World War. And we all sitting around here living like, oh, everything is blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you what, you better get your stuff together. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Now is the best time to be saved. Glory to God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to ride it out. I've seen a lot of people try to ride it out. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on rolling. I'm going to keep on drinking. I'm going to keep on doing all those other things. Amen. Amen. You're going to get the wrong bottle.
Amen.
Hit the wrong pipe.
Amen.
Amen. Take one more puff. Amen. It might be your last one. Glory to God. There have been a lot of people said, after this, I'm going to give it all to Jesus. Amen. Well, they got to see him face to face. Amen.
Amen.
I prophesied, and I said this before, and it happened, glory to God, and I'm not trying to do anything, amen. Stop playing around. You better get it together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But if you want life, and life more abundantly, God's got it for you. Hallelujah. Hope. Jesus loves you. You know, you believe I love you too? Do you usually go to church? Huh? You usually go with Sister Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus. It's real. Amen. And you came here tonight because you know that God can make things better for you. There was a chance of hope. Amen. Somebody say, yes, I do. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Amen. But there's just a time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There are sometimes, there are certain appointments in our life and certain times in our life. Amen. It's the right meeting. Glory to God. It's the right contact. Amen. It's the right time, it's the right hour for God to do something, amen, in our life. And once we make those decisions, amen, and once we make those steps, from that moment on, nothing's the same again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is it Junior?
Amen.
You know what I got to say to you, amen. Hallelujah. Don't you miss no more church. I'm going to tell you this straight up. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't miss no more church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stay in this thing. If you have to handcuff yourself to the doorknob, stay in the house of God. Amen.
Right.
Hope, stay in church. Get saved tonight. Are you saved? Get saved tonight. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And hold on and watch what God does for you. I've enjoyed being with y'all tonight. Amen. Oh, God wants to bless you. Amen. I tell you what. We got an assignment with you people. I hear the Holy Ghost. I'm not lying. We've had several groups of people come through this church, and in every group of people, there was an assignment on that group that God wanted to see certain things happen in their life. Amen. You're one of those groups of people. Look at me in my face. You hear what I'm saying? God wants to build Nations Church and see Nations Church grow and survive and do all these other things. Amen. But how do we grow and survive? He puts people in our lives, amen, that we have to teach the Word of God to, amen, and bless them that they might be able to be a blessing, amen. So these times and these seasons are very... When you come to a Holy Ghost meeting, don't come to a Holy Ghost meeting unless you want to encounter the Holy Ghost, amen. So look at somebody and say, this ain't no church service. Amen. Holy Ghost meetings, God's been dealing with me about the supernatural. About the supernatural, that we're going to start to experience more of the supernatural. So that means a lot of changes need to take place in order for that to happen. Amen? But that's what the Friday night's all about, is experiencing that supernatural. Write this thing down and keep it memorized, and memorize this and keep it in your spirit. Say, a Holy Ghost meeting is... Where the Word of God is preached, don't let me leave anything out, Jesse. The Word of God is preached. Amen. Jesus is exalted. Amen. And the needs of the people are met. All of those things got to happen. If Jesus is God, listen, let me tell you what. If Jesus is exalted in our worship and in our praise, amen, and the Word of God is preached, guess what? The needs of the people will start to get met. And every ingredient is important. Amen? Every ingredient is important to cause that to happen. How many of y'all want to continue to have Holy Ghost meetings? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen? So what's the motivation? Amen? What's the motivation? Just to get through the service? What is it? Get the needs of the people what? Met. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And a lot of those things are up to you. Praise the Lord. He's a good God, isn't he? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. I don't want to miss anything. Amen. Yeah. Tell you what, before we go on, in case anybody runs out, let's receive tonight's offering. Amen. Junior just got $12,000 a day. Amen. You owe God $1,200. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, it's good to sow. How many have it coming back? Amen. How many got it coming back? How many, I want to serve it. How many have seen it come back? No, if you've seen it, if you haven't seen it, don't lie. You got your opportunity. You got your opportunity. Now, how many said, I've been sowing and I ain't seen nothing? You can raise your hand. I want to see. No, I really want to see. Okay, hit Junior. Junior, how you been sowing? You ain't even, boy, you ain't even been in church. It's starting to call you a name.
No.
Because she knows how we go there. Amen. 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 But listen, I tell you what. Well, listen, if you can be honest about it. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. Amen. Now, Junior, come over here. You sit over here. I'm going to work with you. No, brother, I'm not mad at all. Come on. Come on. He said, I've been sowing and I ain't seen nothing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to fix that. Where's your offering tonight? I want to mark every one of your offerings. I'm going to see it. Amen. I want to see every last. Somebody say amen. And we're going to see this thing come to pass or not. Somebody say that I've sown. Hallelujah. And ain't seen that. But if you have seen it come back and you've noticed it, amen. I want to see those hands again. Amen. No, you don't have to sow right now. Okay. Well, yeah, go on. Hallelujah. Then let me give it back to you. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Look, I got one all folded up too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now it's coming back that soon. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. It's coming back. Somebody say hallelujah. Watch. Watch. You watch. I've had people test God in it. I've had people test God. I had one boy was just nuts. I mean, I'd be sitting, just when we used to work up here, the man would go and get blessed. He wanted to try God. He said, I'm going to see if this thing really worked. And he would drive up here to the church in the middle of the day, would miss service, but he would drive up here and say, here's the money, and I want to see. And he'd just walk right out. He'd put it right there and just walk right out, you know? But you know, he said, at the end of that thing, he said, it's true. He said, it works. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
All, let me tell you, who needs to give the most? The one that don't, that is broke, amen? Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That's who needs to give the most. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, what are you trying? I'm going to say, thank God for that, amen? Because you can give your way out of a mess. You can give your way out of a hole, amen? Amen. Somebody say, amen. If all you got is $2 and you give one, you can give them a big offering, amen? You can sow 50%. Hallelujah. If all you got is 50 cents, you sow it all in there. Amen. So say, I gave God everything I had. You can go up to somebody and say, you're going to have to buy me lunch because I gave God everything I had. Amen. Somebody say, amen. If you got 7 nickels, amen. That's what gets me about people. You only got a 50 cents left and they hold on to that 50 cents. Amen. Oh, must have made somebody. Amen. Somebody say, I'm teaching the word. Somebody say, let them teach the word. Why am I? Sit down for a second. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you because what is a Holy Ghost meeting? Where the word of God is preached and the needs of the people, what? Are met. And we got a lot of people that need food, shoes, money, and all this stuff. Somebody say amen. Amen. And whether you like it or not, people can get mad. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might, well, I'm telling you, this is how that need's going to get met. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. This is how that need is going to get met, whether you realize it or not. This is how, if you, Conroe, you need money. Hallelujah. I'm gonna break it down for you. Amen. Amen. There are people singing in slavery days. They sang forever. Amen. You know, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory to God. They didn't change nothing. Glory to God. Until they decided to get up out of that mess. Hallelujah. We can sit up there and we can whine and we can complain and we can do all these other things. But I tell you what, if you need money, the only way to get out of it is to get involved in sowing. Amen. Hallelujah. In sowing. Talk about it. Somebody said they took off. Well, whoop-de-doo. You know what I'm saying? Amen. That's the way to get out of it. And I guarantee you, God will bring you out of it. Glory to God. Something will turn around. Amen. Hallelujah. You can be happy. You can have joy. You can get whatever you want to out of these meetings. Amen. If you need faith, amen, you'll get your faith developed. Amen. Amen. But if you need resource, somebody say, I need resource. How many of you need money? Let me. Everybody that needs money, you stand up. Just no. You just need it, right? You need it real bad. Okay. No, you really need money real bad. Glory to God. I should have sowed first so nobody get mad at me. Amen. We should have took it. Let me tell you what. The way to get it is to give your butt off. I'm serious. Look at somebody and tell them, the way to get it is to give your butt off. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There are a lot of people that got, the angels of God got their breakthrough right in their hand. That angel said, well, I'm just going to wait a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about doing it. Amen. Somebody say, you reap exactly what you sow. Hallelujah. So how many of you decided that you want to be blessed and you need God to turn that financial thing around for you? Amen. Amen. Then before anything, the time that you need to be shouting, amen, instead of the time biting your fingernails, the time you need to be excited about is offering time. Amen. No, it's not, it doesn't necessarily matter the amount. That's between you and the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you got a problem, write it out before you get in the church. You got to pray some stuff. Amen. But at least get excited about it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Get excited about it. Amen. And sow with faith and not with fear. Amen. Sow with faith and not with fear. And watch what God does. Because I tell you what, I'd rather get on with some other stuff. Amen. But if we can get this one need met, God will get your need met. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you wanted to hear about money? Amen. How many of you wanted to hear about money? How many, if I were giving out $500 bills, you'd be happy? Amen. I just did. Do y'all believe me? Look at me. Do you believe me? If you believe me, somebody say, I think you're crazy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And somebody said, you just want my money. And I'm looking at you and say, you ain't got none. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, I'm telling the truth. Glory to God. Amen. People sit up there and lie all the time and play patty cake with you. Amen. We're here to get the needs of the people, man. If you're sick, I'm going to tell you how to get healed. If you're broke, I'm going to tell you how to get blessed. Amen. And that's the only way to do it. So you stand up with that offering right now. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
Somebody say I'm sowing.
And it's coming back.
Say it again. I'm sowing.
I'm sowing.
and it's coming back.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus, glory, just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm just saying to that spirit, the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come here. Hallelujah. My precious sister back there. Come on, Amanda. Amanda, come on up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got car payments to do. Amen. How are you believing God for that? I'm going to pray that God works in that area in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. That God, that you're not going to lose this good thing that God gave you. Hallelujah. Father God, we just bless this seed right now. Father God, give her a heart's desire and bless that car. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now, see, that's over an offering. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, that's how the Holy Ghost flows. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Come here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. He's here. Thank you, Jesus. You're doing good. Hallelujah. Devil tried to knock you out, but God's got you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You don't have to fall down if you don't want to. Glory. You don't have to fall down. Somebody say, but if that's the way the Holy Ghost is moving, let him roll. Come on, brother. She wants you up here. Get up here. Come on. Hallelujah. I can come back there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Father God, he needs your power, your touch, your grace. There it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. That's God. That's God. Hallelujah. That's it. I felt that, man. That was cool. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you. Man, glory to God. He was, amen. Angels must have been waiting here for you for weeks. Glory to God. What's that? Yes, dear. Who was it? Somebody called me. Who was it? Come on. Oh, you. Yes. Come on. You don't have to fall down. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Honey, you're going to be all right. God's going to turn you around. You were in a car accident and you hurt your foot? How's your car?
Total.
You totaled your car? You need a car too? Amen. What, your car? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, why don't you stand up, my dear? Amen. Come on out here. Come on up here. Amen. Hallelujah. You ready to give it to Jesus? Amen. You? No, I'm serious. You ready to give it to Jesus? Say, I ain't going to miss no more church.
Oh, I can't promise you that.
You can't promise me that? What you want God to do? You think, hey, would you like, you think God can touch you? You believe this life better than any life you could ever live?
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, amen.
I'm serious.
Hallelujah, something good's about to happen, amen. Father God, right now, the audience, on the high, touch her, and God, hallelujah, speak healing to her right now in the name of Jesus, grace to her. Fill her with the Holy Ghost and your power and your love and your mercy. Let your healing power flow over her in the name of Jesus. Blessings, hallelujah, from the top of her head down to the very soles of her feet. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. Turn that situation around. Give it, amano, o shalabaha, hope in the name, woman of great faith, woman of great faith. Hallelujah. Hope and expectation. I call that expectation alive in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And give her blessing from the top of her head down to the soles of her feet. And which foot is messed up? Can you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What did you do to it? Amen. You just sprung it or something like that. Hallelujah. Father God.
You're going to use it to walk for Jesus. Amen. You're going to use it to serve the Lord. Amen.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I just speak to this ankle right now. And I call that swelling down. And I call total restoration and healing to it right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in Yamono Ostala Bahanda, Okamahanda, Yana Usa, right now in Jesus' name. Total salvation from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Can I have a hug? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. How old are you, dear?
24.
Glory to God. Live out there too?
I just moved back. Well, I just came back.
You just came back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Come on, Wilma. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, that situation with her daughter, help. Just help in the name of Jesus. Help right now in the name of Jesus. Give her the word. Hallelujah. And faith to obey it. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Turn around in the name of Jesus. Get it out of her. Get it off her mind. Renew that mind concerning that situation right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, wipe it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Where is, what's his name? Glory to God, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. Glorious oldest son. Where's Cortland? Where's Cortland? Ah, come on up here, Sister Glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come over here, both of you together. I just sense it quickly, quickly. Yeah, you both together. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can come too if you want to, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. We're flowing. Somebody say thank you, Father. Somebody say, Father. Somebody say, we're going to get this breakthrough. And the devil is not going to stop it. He's going to bring restoration. Right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Cortland in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You have to go, woo. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We need faith there. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He's going to turn that situation away. You ready to leave that apartment? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say thank you. If you just wait on the timing of God, but God, just speak to her heart and turn that situation around. Give her faith. Give her faith. Hallelujah. How's her? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. How's your house doing? Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Come on, my dear. Hallelujah. You can come with her. Y'all just friends right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't, amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank God. How far did y'all have to drive?
Tizo brought us from Houston.
Tizo drove all the way to Houston.
Yes, he did.
You keep driving like that, you're going to get in a Mercedes before I do. Amen. Amen. Then you're going to be picking me up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, right now, she needs a breakthrough. Give it to her. In Jesus' name we pray. Give her that supernatural breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Crystal, you need God to come through for you this week. Hallelujah. Give her some money. Hallelujah. Get her up again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Oh. Why am I doing that? Oh. Crystal, you just mad because I'm leaving for a week. No. Hallelujah. Bless in the name of Jesus. Bless. Blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Ha, ha, ha. A turnaround. A turnaround. A turnaround. Ha, 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 ha. Money. Money coming to you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, money coming to me right now. Say it. Say it. Money coming to Jesse right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Money coming to Jesse right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm done. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to enjoy Jesus. Just start to enjoy. You're looking good, little girl. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What do you want? Grace.
You don't have to get me.
I'm not going to get you. Amen.
You don't have to.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
You don't
bless
have to.
The time. I'm going to bless your mouth. Come here. Hallelujah. Come here, my bubby. Yes, you. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, we just flow just a little bit. Amen. How you doing? Hallelujah. Bye, 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 bye. Booming. Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful when you really think about it? Amen. Isn't it wonderful? Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Jane, you just drive yourself here tonight? Would you bring the Mercedes? Glory.
Hallelujah. You didn't grow this week. You've grown, didn't you? You sprouted up this week. Hallelujah. Blessing in the name of Jesus. Spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He's so good. He's so good. Say, I'm going to get what God has for me. And just lift your hands and thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just thank God for that anointing. Just thank the Lord for that anointing. Just thank God for that anointing. Thank God for that anointing. Thank the Lord for that anointing right now in the name of Jesus. I tell you what, it's no individual. It's the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank the Lord for it. Just start to bless God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So don't let that you. Stay focused. Stay focused because there's power. Amen. There's power. Now, you didn't have to fall out if you didn't. That's not necessary. This is just a little teaching. I know we're going over tonight. But if that's what the way the Holy Ghost is flowing, do that. Okay? Do that. But if you did sense something when hands were laid on you, how many of you did? You felt something. You just felt something. That is your miracle. Did you know that? It's that anointing. See, when hands are laid on, you can feel that tangible impartation, or you can sense that. Now, sometimes you sense it and sometimes you don't. If you don't sense it, you just go by faith, right? But if you do sense this, I want you to know that is the miracle. That literally is it. And see, many times people don't realize that and they just let it die out. Well, don't let it die out. You got to keep feeding it, keep watering it, because the more that thing's alive, the more it's going to happen. Now, how many of you sense that? See, and you didn't know what that was all about. You didn't know what that power was all about and what that presence was about. That is, I'm going to say, the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. That power that you felt it, that was heaven coming down to earth into you to accomplish the will of God. Okay? You know, and if you don't sense it, it's okay. But if you did sense that presence, and Junior, I felt that, glory to God. And many times we don't know, you know, from this point of, I'm going to be very honest. Sometimes we feel that presence of God go out and do certain things. Sometimes, but a lot of times, from this point of view, we don't know what's happening. Amen. I'm just looking at the expressions of the people and where the people, you know, I'm just checking out some of those things to try to discern what the Lord is doing. Amen. So that's why it's important, amen, for us to be sincere in worship, amen, and sincere in Holy Ghost meetings. Not locked down, amen. Amen. So that we know not to stop. Amen. The Holy Ghost is leading us to flow. Amen. 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 Can we have a Holy Ghost meeting? I just sense a tangible presence right now. I'm trying to get out of here, but I can sense the presence of the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. And if that presence is here, it's here to do something. We just got to let the Lord do what it wants to do. Amen. And if it's on you, just start to flow with that, because that's the power of God. That is the power of God. That is the power of God. That is the power of God to meet your need. Amen. And what you do, you just worship God. If you sense that presence, if God's touched you in that way, you sense it, you just worship the Lord. Amen. And make it stronger. You just make it stronger, because it didn't come from me. Amen. It came from heaven. Amen. Because it was meant to go to you. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Say praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I used to be real strong in the Lord, you know. I used to do things for the Lord, but this past year, I turned my back on Him.
Ooh.
And everything that you said tonight has been hitting me.
Oh, my word.
It's been real strong, but I want to make it right.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Isn't that amazing? See, we don't. And see, many people go, see, we all think, well, that was somebody talking to me. We don't know where the Holy Ghost is going and what the Holy Ghost is trying to accomplish. Amen. Amen. Ooh, praise God. The fire, the passion, restore it. Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Glory to, oh my. Mama no no ushalabaha ha 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 ha. Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's a soldier for God's back. Y'all need to rejoice. That's a soldier. Come over here. Hallelujah. Get over here. That's a soldier for God. That's a soldier for God back on fire again. Look what God did for you. Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's got one of his warriors back. Thank God for it. Thank the Lord for it. Thank God. Get over here until you get. Come up here. You know he told you to. Get up here. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. If you don't feel anything, you can go back. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Fire. Did you say it? Fire. 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 Woo! Ha! Hey! Ha! 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 Feel it better? You feel better? Did you say you feel better? How? Just in case we don't get to see you again. Hallelujah. You don't have to fall down again. Bless from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. There's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Bless! There's something that came. There's something that came. There's something that came. There's something that came. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Ha, ha, ha. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Be blessed in the name. Woo! Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Put my hand in. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. He mahona ha. Sing it under the hand of the group. Ha 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 ha. Sing it under no style. I get it. Ha 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 ha. Woo! Ha 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 ha. See mahondi. Kashele boba ha. Start to worship the Lord right now. Get on your feet and just start to bless God. You ain't gonna. Something's happening. Something's happening right now. There's somebody flowing in Tulsa right now. There's somebody flowing in Tulsa right now in the name of Jesus. Ha, there's anointing coming this direction from Tulsa right now. Yangian dosana shinekola langinise lotosama rangidida baha. Get in on that anointing. Something's happening right now that God's hooking you up to. Langrengidida bokobara hasiki. Langandaga zukutika sabra tato wishiki. Brangandido baha sarahanda. Yeneniko sana yangino baha. Get it on the anointing right now. Hallelujah. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. You're not going to miss this wave. Whoa, it started to happen. And God spoke about it. God spoke about it through the mighty apostle. And now it's manifesting. Even now. And if you'd open up your heart, your mind, amen, and receive the best that God has to offer, you'll be a part of it. Receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Receive the flow of the Holy Ghost. This is the day. It's loose. Glory to God. It's loose. Glory to God. It's loose in the name of Jesus. There it is. Glory to God. You don't have to fall down. Bless him in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, Bubba, you got some new boots on. Oh, my, 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 my. Hallelujah. Bring tato bring sale runta. Thank you, Father. 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 Hoda Bahasangani Hishinkin Havahai. From Moduru Bubu de Menehasana Hashika. Soon did I Bubu Rabatanam Hosekina Hanahai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, yeah, now who shall I hide? Praise God. Hallelujah. Something good's happening. Something good's happening. Something good's happening. Something good's happening. Oh, look at the anointing of the Holy Ghost. My God. Hallelujah. It's coming. It's coming. Hallelujah. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Sumra in a hana ushaha. Oh my gosh, I'm a hovin in the Mohomaha. Handa baru salabandiko sebratiki chende do la bahasaha. Thank you, Jesus. Mandy, get in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just stretch your hands, honey. I know. Just stretch your hands. Amen. Amanda, just stretch your hands. God's doing something for you. There's an angel assigned to you. Hallelujah. There's an angel assigned to you. I see that angel. Glory to God. Expect some things to start to happen in your life. Amen. And if you cooperate with it, it'll bring you blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't be talking to angels and doing no dumb stuff. Glory to God. But amen. You just stay in the anointing of the Holy Ghost and watch what God does. Rapid, rapid return. God's about to turn some things around rapidly in your life. Hallelujah. I prophesy it and I speak it to you right now. Watch it manifest. Now you know that's the only way. Thank you, Father. 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 It's all right, isn't it? Hallelujah. It's all right. It's all right. Hallelujah. Just God wants to bless you right now. Isn't that amazing? Just I know we gotta go. Just stretch your hands and let that blessing happen in your life. Glory to God. That's all. That's as easy as it is. God wants to bless you. It's gonna get much better than this for you. I tell you that right now. Amen. Things about to get much better for you. Things about to get much better for you. Amen. There's some good stuff out there. Amen. Yes. Look at the Lord. Look at Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus. Look at the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for showing up, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Suited bandigo samahai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 If you'd accept that call, if you'd accept that wave, it'll bring you great reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, we got to go. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am blessed. Say it again. I am blessed. The blessing of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 We got our Robashin and Hannah. Anybody been dealing in the demonic? Amen. Get up here quickly. Hallelujah. It's not saying you are demonic. Not saying that real quick, but if you need deliverance in that area, quickly come. Hallelujah. I'm going to count to three. Amen. Get up here quickly. You'll get delivered. Hallelujah. Praise God. One. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Two. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I don't know what it is. I just have to leave.
I've been having spiritual attacks in my new house since I moved
there. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 It's that easy. Glory to God. It's that easy. Hallelujah. It's that easy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. You'll be free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Right now, pray in the Holy Ghost with boldness. Hallelujah. Every foul spirit that seeks to destroy your people, devil, the Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of God's people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Free. Bondage be broke. Right now. Glory to God. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come here. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's going to be broken. Come here. Hallelujah. Quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That desire. Hallelujah. Going to be gone. Free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll be broken. It'll be broken in the name of Jesus. There's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It'll be broken right now. See, you know the throne. Somebody with you, it's been hard to breathe even at different times. Hard to breathe. Hard to breathe. Hard to breathe. Where is it? Glory to God. Where is it? Where is it? The attack's been so strong, almost taking your breath. Are you serious? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, those are demons that God's getting out. God's are getting them. Amen. It's not saying you got demons. Amen. These are demons that are trying to keep you in a rut. Glory to God. Demons on assignment. They can't get in. They're just trying to destroy your life. Glory to God. But God says this is the time for them to go out. They're going to go down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That poverty. Come here. Hallelujah. Amen. That buffeting spirit that attacks you financially in those areas. It's just the devil. It's not you, honey. It's not you. It's just the devil that doesn't want to see you blessed. Amen. Go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here for your daughter in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some spirits going to be breaking off. There's some spirits going to be broken off right now. I'm not going to yell. Amen. Excuse me if I yell. I don't mean to do that to scare anybody. Amen. But I command those spirits to leave. Go in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, rebuke the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come here for your brother. What's his name again? Cortland. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost and we'll get out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I rebuke those spirits over her brother in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I rebuke those buffeting spirits that seek to attack your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand in proxy for Tommy and Kelly. I rebuke every spirit over their life in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. For your mama, come here. Hallelujah. Every curse and every spirit over that family, I break it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come here for your household, Brother Jesse, quickly. And we'll get, I'm trying to get out of here. Wilma, get up here for your daughter. Hallelujah. I know we got to go. Just come. Hallelujah. I break every and I rebuke every spirit against your daughter right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I rebuke it. I rebuke it. I rebuke. I rebuke. I rebuke. I rebuke every devil. Every devil. Every spirit. spirit that seeks to hinder your family in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come up here. Hallelujah. I rebuke every devil that seeks to distract them at Jordan Lane in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that seeks to hinder your mother, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Come here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Devil, get off of Christy in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. 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 You know the boo sala la boo sala high. Ushana mahanda usana high. Something good's getting to happen to you, girl. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ho ho ho. Singing on the noom sana bala boo sala high. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten. He remembers and he will do good things. Amen. Hallelujah. God saves the best for last. Hold on and believe the Lord and watch the miracle that he'll do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You just stay in sync, because when it happens, it's going to happen fast. Glory to God. Don't do nothing flaky. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he good? Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Find somebody, hug them, say thank you for holding on for my blessing. Amen. Amen. Find somebody and hug them and tell them thank you for my blessing. Tell them thank you for my blessing. No, tell them right now, say thank you for my blessing. Glory to God. Some of them, thank you for my blessing. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, come on up and sow if you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something's about to turn around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some say, I'm getting ready for Sunday. I'm getting ready for Sunday. Hallelujah. You do that so well. You do that so good. Amen. You do that. Look at, thank you, Jesus. Look at that couple together. That's good. That's good. Hallelujah. That's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Anybody want to help us clean? You can. If not, go home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you can. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If everybody works a little bit, we'll get it done in a half hour or less. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Get us some good music on. Yes, ma'am.
When I was praying about my house, I found out that whatever spirit it is, my house is real old and it hasn't had anybody live there that prays, and I've been praying a lot. And I got an extra room that I don't want to listen to another. Like, me on the same page. Just go for me.